Welcome to Bite at a Time Books, where we read you your favorite classics one bite at a time. My name is Bree Carlisle, and I love to read, and wanted to share my passion with listeners like you. If you want to know what's coming next and vote on upcoming books, sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com. You'll also find our new t-shirts in the shop, including podcast shirts and quote shirts from your favorite classic novels. Be sure to follow my show on your favorite podcast platform so you get all the new episodes. You can find most of our links in the show notes. But also our website, biteatatimebooks.com, includes all of the links for our show, including to our Patreon to support the show, and YouTube, where we have special behind the narration of the episodes. We're part of the Bite at a Time Books Productions Network. If you'd also like to hear what inspired your favorite classic authors to write their novels, and what was going on in the world at the time, check out the Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please note, while we try to keep the text as close to the original as possible, some words have been changed to honor the marginalized communities who've identified the words as harmful, and to stay in alignment with Bite at a Time Books' brand values. Today we'll be continuing Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. Chapter 12. The Solitude of Monseigneur Welcome. A bishop is almost always surrounded by a full squadron of little abbés, just as a general is by a covey of young officers. This is what that charming Saint Francois de Sales calls somewhere les prêtres blancs becs, callow priests. Every career has its aspirants, who form a train for those who have attained eminence in it. There is no power which has not its dependents. There is no fortune which has not its court. The seekers of the future eddy around the splendid present. Every metropolis has its staff of officials. Every bishop who possesses the least influence has about him his patrol of cherubim from the seminary, which goes the round and maintains good order in the episcopal palace, and mounts guard over Monseigneur Smile. To please a bishop is equivalent to getting one's foot in the stirrup for a subdiaconate. It is necessary to walk one's path discreetly. The apostleship does not disdain the canonship. Just as there are bigwigs elsewhere, there are big mitres in the church. These are the bishops who stand well at court, who are rich, well endowed, skillful, accepted by the world, who know how to pray, no doubt, but who know also how to beg, who feel little scruple at making a whole diocese dance attendance in their person, who are connecting links between the sacristy and diplomacy, who are abbés rather than priests, prelates rather than bishops. Happy those who approach them. Being persons of influence, they create a shower about them, upon the assiduous and the favored, and upon all the young men who understand the art of pleasing. Of large parishes, prebends, archdiaconates, chaplaincies, and cathedral posts, while awaiting episcopal honors. As they advance themselves, they cause their satellites to progress also. It is a whole solar system on the march. Their radiance casts a gleam of purple over their suite. Their prosperity is crumbled up behind the scenes into nice little promotions. The larger the diocese of the patron, the fatter the curacy for the favorite. And then there is Rome. A bishop who understands how to become an archbishop. An archbishop who knows how to become a cardinal carries you with him as a convallist. You enter a court of papal jurisdiction. You receive the pallium, and behold, you're an auditor. Then a papal chamberlain. Then Monseigneur, and from a grace to an eminence is only a step. And between the eminence and the holiness, there is but the smoke of a ballot. Every skullcap may dream of the tiara. The priest is nowadays the only man who can become a king in a regular manner. And what a king! The supreme king. Then what a nursery of aspirations is a seminary! How many blushing choristers! How many youthful abbés bear on their heads Perrette's pot of milk! Who knows how easy it is for ambition to call itself vocation? In good faith, perchance, and deceiving itself devotee that it is. Monseigneur Bienvenu, poor, humble, retiring, was not accounted among the big maîtres. This was plain from the complete absence of young priests about him. We have seen that he did not take in Paris. Not a single future dreamed of engrafting itself on this solitary old man. Not a single sprouting ambition committed the folly of putting forth its foliage in his shadow. His canons and grand vicars were good old men, rather vulgar like himself, walled up like him in this diocese, without exit to a cardinalship, and who resembled their bishop with this difference, that they were finished and he was completed. The impossibility of growing great under Monseigneur Bienvenu was so well understood that no sooner had the young men whom he ordained left the seminary than they got themselves recommended to the archbishops of A or Auch, and went off in a great hurry. For in short, we repeat it, men wish to be pushed. A saint who dwells in a paroxysm of abnegation is a dangerous neighbor. He might communicate to you by contagion, an incurable poverty, an archolysis of the joints, which are useful in advancement, and in short, more renunciation than you desire. And this infectious virtue is avoided. Hence, the isolation of Monseigneur Bienvenu. We live in the midst of a gloomy society. Success. That is the lesson which falls drop by drop from the slope of corruption. Be it said in passing that success is a very hideous thing. Its false resemblance to merit deceives men. For the masses, success is almost the same profile as supremacy. Success? That menaechmus of talent has one dupe. History. Juvenal and Tacitus alone grumble at it. In our day, a philosophy which is almost official has entered into its service, wears the livery of success, and performs the service of its antechamber. Succeed. Theory. Prosperity argues capacity. Win in the lottery, and behold, you are a clever man. He who triumphs is venerated. Be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Everything lies in that. Be lucky, and you will have all the rest. Be happy, and people will think you great. Outside of five or six immense exceptions, which compose the splendor of a century, contemporary admiration is nothing but short-sightedness. Gilding is gold. It does not harm to be the first arrival by pure chance, so long as you do arrive. The common herd is an old Narcissus who adores himself and who applauds the vulgar herd. That enormous ability by virtue of which one is Moses, Aeschylus, Dante, Michelangelo, or Napoleon, the multitude awards on the spot, and by acclamation to whomsoever attains his object and whatsoever it may consist. Let a notary transfigure himself into a deputy. Let a false Corneille compose Tiridate. Let a eunuch come to possess a harem. Let a military prandhomme accidentally win the decisive battle of an epic. Let an apothecary invent cardboard shoe soles for the army of the Sambrian Muse, and construct for himself, out of this cardboard, sold as leather, 400,000 francs of income. Let a pork packer espouse usury and cause it to bring forth 7 or 8 millions, of which he is the father and of which it is the mother. Let a preacher become a bishop by force of his nasal drawl. Let the steward of a fine family be so rich on retiring from service that he is made minister of finances. And men call that genius, just as they call the face of Mousqueton beauty, and the mien of Claude majesty. With the constellations of space, they confound the stars of the abyss, which are made in the soft mire of the puddle by the feet of ducks. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books today, while we read a bite of one of your favorite classics. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you come back tomorrow for the next bite of Les Miserables. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at biteatatimebooks.com and check out the shop. You can check out the show notes or our website, biteatatimebooks.com, for the rest of the links for our show. We'd love to hear from you on social media as well.